Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever time you're listening to it. Welcome to Francis Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Welcome to our daily bread that we have. And we thank you so much for coming. And today is May the 20th, 2026, Wednesday evening. May 20th, 2026, Wednesday. We thank you for coming to the filling station, the booth camp, and the oasis, and the filling station, and the rivers of living water. We thank you so much, Father. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority and power and ability, Father. Without your authority and power and ability, we cannot do nothing, Father. Thank you for bringing us into the kingdom of God. Thank you that you call us sons and daughters, the ones that have confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior, and that we are in vital union with you, Father. We are spirits here and your spirit, and that's why we're connected, Father. You are our creator, the creator of heaven and earth, Father. We have your nature and your character, Father. You called us to be your sons and your daughters. You called us to be kings and priests on this earth, Father, ambassadors, Father God, that we would go forth, Father, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ and being a beacon of light everywhere we go, Father God. We are the light of the world, Jesus said, and we are the salt of the earth. And we do not want to let the salt lose its flavor, Father God, because we are children that are vitally connected in you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that the house of healing lives in us, and his name is Jesus. And I live in the house of healing, and his name is Jesus. He lives in me, and I live in him. And I thank you, Father, that we go forth always displaying the character and the nature of God that is in us. And the greatest flow that we have in our lives is the flow of love, Father. And because of the flow of love that is in us, Father, then your nature and your character, it causes us to go into a higher flow, Father, into the realm of the spirit. For you called us, Father. You said, you're the one that said, we sit in heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, and mights and dominions, Father God. And every name, every human being has to bow down to the name of Jesus, for there's no greater name than the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Father, for this wonderful day. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. You're the one that knows the needs of every person that will be hearing and doing and obeying your word, Father God. We don't only hear, Father, but we obey. We not only trust, but we obey. We trust and obey. And we hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Amen. Hear and obey, and the devil can't stay. Especially because we obey the word of God in our lives. Amen. I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the word. Are you a doer? Say, I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the word. Whatever God tells me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to obey his word, the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in me forever. For it's by his divine power, he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue and have given us exceeding precious promises that we may be partakers of them all. And God says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. How do we know the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God? It's by having knowledge of what God has given us in the Bible. Those are love letters that we are to read every day, every day. That is our food. That is our bread. That gives us healing, gives us provision, protection. Anything that we need is in those love letters. And it's for us to search those love letters and keep them in our hearts and do what God says in His Word, because there is life in the Word. There is life in the Word. There's health in the Word. There's medicine in the Word. There is protection in the Word. There's provision. Everything that we would ever need is in those love letters, and it's the Word of God that is a two-edged sword, and it will cut the enemy down and chase him down. When we release that two-edged sword out of our mouth, we command Satan to leave our homes, our marriages, our families, our children, and everywhere we go. He has no legal right, and it's up to us to remind him that we are children of the Most High God, created in His image. We are sons and daughters. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith, in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will be reading out of Daily Healing Bread, amen, by Pastor Nancy Dufresne. Here we go. Let the pressures of life press you into Him instead of away from Him. And don't you know right now, in the age that we live, people, the pressures of life are causing people to turn away from God, to go the other way, to go into the world, to go into darkness, instead of pressing into Him. They are pressing into the darkness, going away from God. The only one that can help them is Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through Him. And so many people, so many Christians are walking away from God because of the pressures of this world, of darkness all around us. And the Holy Spirit reminded me, Satan right now, he said, Rose, is ramping up the heat on the children of God to see how many he can pull away and deceive them, that they will go into utter darkness and into hell, because the great deception is here already, people of God. He is the greatest deception that is on this earth, for he has blinded, Satan has blinded the minds of the people, that they might not receive Jesus Christ. So we have to be really careful, discern. The Spirit of God that is in us will give us discernment and wisdom and how to hear and how to respond and how to act in these days, these dark days that we are living. So be careful, people of God. Pay attention where you're at. Beware of your surroundings. Listen to the Holy Spirit. And let Him lead you and guide you. Let Him be the one that is your divine companion for the journey. It's God's presence that is your divine helper for the journey. And we always look unto Jesus and the Holy Spirit. For the fullness of the Godhead is in us. We're not left alone. We have a divine helper, a divine companion that goes with us. But we have to let Him lead, not us. We get in the back of the seat, and we let Him drive. Amen. And He will lead us to the destination that God has planned for our lives. And our destination is heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the pressures of life press you into Jesus instead of away from Jesus. Let the pressures of life press you into Jesus instead of away from Jesus. Amen. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 1:8. 2 Corinthians 1:8. Paul writes, we are pressed out of measure, above strength. The pressures of life come to everyone, taking on a different shapes and forms, but pressures just the same. Amen. All of you, we all have pressures. I don't know about your pressure. You don't know about my pressure, but Jesus does, and He can remove that pressure. Or we go through those pressures that makes us strong and build up our muscles. Amen. Hallelujah. We know the divine companion will guide us and lead us in the way that we should go. Hallelujah. For many who have allowed their daily fellowship with God to grow distant, and how many Christians have allowed that already? Because there's a great deception and a great falling away. But then we're going to have the greatest revival So we get to choose. We stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't leave him. We don't let go of his hands, people of God. Those pressures succeed in only pushing us further away from him. But the ones who hold to the word count it all joy when the pressures, tests, and trials come their way. Oh, my goodness. We count it all joy. We count it all joy. Amen. For they see it as an opportunity to be pressed further into the image of Christ, for Christ to be formed in them. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm piggybacking off of Miss Elder Grace's message that she did on Sunday. So I'm piggybacking on her and giving you my side and what God is revealing to me. Amen. James 1, verses 2 to 4. James 1, 2 to 4. And we're going to look at the Amplified Bible translation. Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials or any sort or fall into various temptations. Oh man, we don't want to hear that, do we? That we are enveloped or we encounter trials. We don't like that. Nobody does. We wanted smooth sailing, no obstacles, no trials, no calamity, nothing. But we will never grow up, people of God, and depend and trust and obey God. Without all these trials and temptations, adversities, turmoils that come against us, or concerns or anxieties, we never will grow up, we'll never have strong muscles, and the devil ain't going to take us down. We may fall 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, but we get up every time. Every time we get up, we get up, we get up. Amen. It says, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. And when I read the envelope, it's like an envelope. Man, it is squeezing you. All these things that are coming, they're pressing against us. Calamities, worries, temptations, lack of money, sickness, whatever it is, you know, anger, oppression, loneliness, depression, whatever it may be, trials and tribulations that we encounter. We are to count it all joy, the Lord says, because it gives us an opportunity to grow spiritual muscles in the kingdom of God. Number 3, be assured and understand that the trial and the proving of your faith bring out endurance, steadfastness, and patience. With all these things that may come against us, it will bring forth our faith. Will bring forth endurance, steadfastness, and patience. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Verse 4, but let endurance and steadfastness and patience, hallelujah. We're going to let endurance, steadfastness, and patience have full play and do a thorough work in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. So that we may be children of God, perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing, nothing broken, nothing missing, and nothing damaged, nothing lacking, nothing missing, and nothing broken and nothing damaged in our lives, because we have the greater one living in us. Amen. We learn to look at the tests and trials that come our way as we are instructed to see them by the Word of God. And the Word of God says we have the victory. We can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. We are more than conquerors. He already conquered death, sin and death and hell. So we are victorious, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. any tongue that would rise against us, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness of thee. Amen. Hallelujah. Learn to look at the tests and trials that come against you, your way, as we are instructed to see them by the Word of God, seeing them as they perfect us. Those things that will never be perfected in us except through tests and trials. And we don't like it. I don't like it. Nobody does. But if that's what we're going to have, we go through, guess what? We say, thank you. We got the greater one. We got the helper. We got the sustainer one. We got the strengthener. We have the victorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords in us. We're not going through this alone. He is there to uphold us, to lift us up, to encourage us that we're going to make it because he already did the hard work and we have the easy part. Amen? Satan sends tests and trials our way in hope of destroying our faith in our heart towards God. But us who are abiding meaning living in him, and God realize that our faith is for the battle. The faith that God gave us is for the battle that Satan wars against us. We are not to lay down our faith in the midst of a test. No, our faith should grow stronger and stronger in the midst of a test and trial, adversities, concerns, whatever it is, our faith, the shield of faith, always up in front. Hallelujah. We decide to be stronger because of that test by learning to yield to the strength of God that is within us. We learn to yield to the strength of God that is within us, his authority, his power, and his ability. Amen. We decide to see God at every rock. At every rock, and every rock. Then even the rocks will bless us. Yeah, you're right there, that rock. You're going to bless me. Amen. We decide to see God at every hard place. Because at every hard place, there is a place that is a higher flow than that place that we're encountering. God will lift us up from that hard place that we're going through. Amen? And we're going through. We're not going backwards. We're going forward. Praise God. Then even the hard places that we think has been a hard place will bless us. Amen? So don't let bitterness, unforgiveness, and unbelief or resentment come between you and Jesus. Or the pressures of life will only succeed in pressing us further into them. We don't want to be pressed into pressures. We want to be pressed into God, not the pressures. The pressures aren't going to get to us in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't let bitterness, unforgiveness, unbelief, or resentment come between you and Jesus, or the pressures of life will succeed in pressing you further into what we're going through. No, we press in harder onto Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. But by holding on to God's word, keeping your heart pure and free from anything unholy, we rejoice in the face of difficulties. Rejoicing in the face of difficulties. I know that you probably think, that is so hard. How can we do that? We press into Jesus harder. We press into the Word of God. We press into the faith of God that is given to us. We don't let difficulty get us down. We rise up above difficulties. Hallelujah. The pressures of life will only succeed in pressing us further unto Him. So say that the pressures of life will only succeed in pressing me further into Jesus. The pressures of life will only succeed in pressing me further into Jesus. And we hold on to his hand and we don't let go, people. Things are going to get harder and harder. They're not going to get any better. They're going to get worse and worse. Because we are seeing and living in the days of Noah. But it'll get worse, people. So stay steady. Don't let go of God's hand. Stay with him. No matter what the circumstances look like, we hold on to Jesus and we don't let go. Remember, the greater one is in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that any opposition that will come against you. Because greater is he that is in you than the opposition, than the trials, than the testings, calamities, oppression, depression, lack of finances, or whatever it is. God will get us through that opposition. And we will come out smelling good, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God was with them in the fire. God is in the storm. God is in the fire. God is in our whatever opposition comes against us. He is in us. He is with us. And he has already delivered us. He's not going to deliver us. He has already delivered us from the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then we can say with Paul the Apostle, for me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. Philippians 1:21. Philippians 1:21. For me to live is Christ. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. We sing the goodness. We give him praise. We give him honor. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ebu rosonda de beketeri. Esekandor barasegeriando brosia. Eshetende monaconda de basiketeria. Eseketerimbekidiando borosokaria. Every opposition, every trial, Father. Every adversity, every concern, every anxiety, Father. Every temptation, Father, trial. You already made a way of escape. Through Jesus, he is our way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through him. And I thank you that we walk according to the will of God. You said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Not one path, but your paths. The paths that God has are righteous paths. We may go through the valley of the shadow of death, but we will not fear no evil. For God is with us. He already sustains us. He already raised us up to a higher flow than what the world flows in. We are seated in heavenly places, far above principalities, powers, and mights, and dominions. He made us. We didn't choose that, but we chose God as our Savior through the Lord Jesus Christ. But he has made us to sit. That is our position. Our position is in heaven. So we are made to sit with Jesus right along where he sits. We are seated above all these principalities, powers, and mights, and dominions, trials, oppositions, temptation, sin. He has made us to sit in heavenly places. We can look at what is coming at us, and we arise, and we're strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. We win here, we win there. In the name of Jesus, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. We can have what heaven has. There's no sickness, no disease, no lack, no opposition, no trials, but we can have what heaven has. Even though trials may come, we have it already. Jesus already took care of it. All we have to do is hold on to his hand and don't let go of what Jesus said to us. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And people of God, God loves us so much, we can't even imagine the love that he has for us. That the breath, the very breath that we have every day, is the breath of God and the life of God. And he loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we thank you so much. Thank you for always coming and getting refreshed and getting strengthened and getting encouraged. And if you know anybody or your neighbor or your loved ones, your family, encourage them to come to the Daily Bread and listen to these messages that will encourage them and strengthen them. Let them know that God is with them. God loves them. He doesn't want them to be struggling and going through calamity and destruction and having no way, no direction, but having the greater life in them. And the greater life is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So we thank you so much. We love you. Thank you again for being here on and listening to our Daily Bread. And next week, well, already, can you believe it's going to be healing? Wednesday, our daily healing. My goodness, it's going so fast. People of God, can you see how fast the time is winding down? Jesus is around the door. He's coming soon. And always be ready. Be ready, be ready, be ready. Because this can be the day that he comes back to take us home. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We bless you. Have a good day. And have a blessed rest of the week in Jesus' name. And stay connected with the Lord Jesus Christ. Never let him go. Never, never let go of him. No matter what the opposition is, you hold on to it, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen.